Deregulation of electricity created a new industry, but unlike the telecom industry, which also grew out of deregulation, the merchant energy business has not lived up to its hype. The volume of electricity traded in the free market has plummeted in recent months. Hundreds of traders have been laid off, and scores of new power plants have been postponed or canceled. Observers warn that some of the companies that followed Enron into energy trading also may follow it into bankruptcy. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Only a couple of years ago, trading electricity and building new power plants for the competitive market seemed like a golden opportunity. Enron, which pioneered the business, boasted more than $1 billion in profits. And in an interview with Darden Business School, company president Jeffrey Skilling voiced high hopes for the unregulated opportunity.
I would like in 5 years for people to answer, if they're asked the question, what is the world's leading company, they would say Enron. And that's our aspiration.
Enron was the biggest company to try to capitalize on electric deregulation, but it was not the only one. Stodgy old utilities and new startups alike raced into the business of building power plants and trading megawatts like stock. When power prices soared in California in the summer of 2000, the strategy seemed to be working. But the golden egg-laying goose was quickly cooked, says industry consultant Steve Fetter, once other states began to put the brakes on electric deregulation.
When the California catastrophe came along, it put an enormous chill on activities. Companies made big investments in generating facilities and marketing and trading operations with the expectation that they would be playing on a national landscape rather than playing on no landscape at all.
Like the troubled telecom industry, energy companies had bankrolled their big investments largely with borrowed money. That spelled trouble when the recession hit, cutting demand for power, and when more customers signed long-term contracts, reducing trading volume. Analyst Ed Metz of the market research firm SNL Financial says suddenly business didn't look so good.
When the demand dropped, you know, basically the whole house of cards tumbled. Lenders started to get nervous, people started missing payments, and the whole thing just kind of steamrolled.
News this spring that Enron may have manipulated the power market and that other companies staged bogus trades only deepened the distrust of the industry. Energy companies like Dynegy, Williams, and Calpine are now selling off assets in a desperate effort to appease nervous creditors. But those fire sale prices threaten to depress values even further. Standard & Poor's analyst Peter Rigby titled a recent credit report, "Is Time Running Out for U.S. Energy Merchant Companies?"
If you can't get your credit, then it's hard to stay in business. Then you need more credit, and you can't get it, and it gets harder and harder to stay in business. When you have to rely on the banks for liquidity, that is the first step towards insolvency.
Federal regulators are trying to shore up the industry and the nation's energy grid by proposing a new set of standard market rules for the whole country. Chairman Pat Wood of the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission says the proposed rules should bring some order to the chaos of the deregulated market and at the same time improve the energy company's fortunes.
Quite frankly, it can't be much worse than it is today. I think any certainty does provide the kind of stability that people are looking for.
Wood believes even if more of the big energy companies do go bankrupt, the industry as a whole will survive. Earlier this month, Bank of America asked permission to get into the power trading business that other companies are abandoning. What's more, the amount of electricity generated by unregulated power plants has been growing steadily and now accounts for more than a third of the nation's total supply. Wood says the need for that power isn't going away.
Goodness, this is such a electricity-intensive economy that we have here. That's not going to change. So the need will be there. And so, you know, when the need is there, providers step up. It just may be a different provider than we've got doing it today.
Some of the stronger companies, like Duke, that still have reliable income from old-fashioned utility operations, will survive the current downturn. Even though big energy companies collectively have lost nearly half their market value in the last 2 years, costing investors some $240 billion, SNL's Matt says it would be a mistake to write the whole industry off.
This is the classic case of something that had peaked and has now come back down, but I think it'll rebound, and I think that we will have healthy power trading markets some point in the future.
For now, though, investors are skeptical. Earlier this month, the Houston utility company Reliant Energy spun off its unregulated power business. Stock in the traditional regulated utility jumped slightly, while shares of the once-sexy merchant business slumped by 8%. Scott Horsley, NPR News.